Judith. Judith.
That's a surprise. Me and Daisy have cooked this up.
Oh.
Now.
You've been sneakily plotting behind my back.
Oh, we do that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, go on.
Why? 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 The ice cream music. I nearly ran out into the road. I could have been killed. I heard the ice cream music and I thought, oh, I have to stop one and buy one or something.
Now, why? Why do you think Daisy and I have sneakily cooked this up? Why do you think we've got ice cream band music?
I don't know, Judith.
For this episode.
Ice cream band music. Are you selling drugs? Because where I used to live, you know, where I live now, but in a slightly rougher bit of where I live now.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be an ice cream van playing that kind of music, and it was basically a drug van that used to go to a little estate around the back.
And you hear
that
music.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could just rolled up joints and spliffs and stuff.
Wow.
You got an ice cream with a spliff in it.
Yes, 99. Now look, think of the number. Come on.
Said 99? Like 99?
Episode 99.
I've got it.
How about that?
Oh, you put your producer's hat on, didn't you, Judith, for that? You put your producer's hat on. You woke up in the middle of the night. Was that at 4 o'clock in the middle of the night?
It was sitting bolt upright.
I got it, by Jove.
It was one of the few brainwaves that actually occurred to me these days. I thought, yes, episode 99, it's 100. But next week,
how will we celebrate, Judith? How will we celebrate our 100th episode?
Well,
we can't have a party. Oh. Thank God for that, eh?
Oh, I know this. Yeah, absolutely.
If we were in the cupboard, we'd have a little sort of picnic, wouldn't we?
We'd have a little cake.
You'd have bought in the cheesy, the cheddy, what's it? What's those cheddary things you used to have in a little packet? And sometimes you'd have three.
Oh, yes, of course. Mini cheddars. Mini cheddars.
Yeah, you like those.
That's right. In the olden days.
The highlights of our parties, packet of mini cheddars and a pork pie.
Yes, I think I might have spoilt you with the cheese scone.
I don't like cheese scones. Can I just say now, because when you go into your cheese scone, and I say scone, when you go into your scone making mode, you go quite mad and you make like a mountain cheese.
I do.
And I don't get the idea, the concept of a cheese scone. It doesn't work for me. I don't eat scones. Full stop.
You are a spoiled sport.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I know. I really am. But a cheese scone. Judith, no. You know when you take them in the olden days when you used to take them to do's. I bet there was mountains left.
Actually, no, there were. Yeah, they're all in my freezer in the garage now, you come to mention
are.
It.
It's an acquired taste. You look at a scone and you think, where are the raisins? It's not right.
I like a cheese scone and I'm standing by them. So
yeah,
there,
well, you will. You'll have to.
So there. But listen, 99s. Now, you see, I had the brainwave and then I thought, oh, do you remember 99s? You used to love 99s. Now, Jenny, were you the sort of person that ate your flake straight away or did you poke it down? Because I know which I was.
Judith, were you a poker downer?
I was a poker down. I was most definitely a poker down. Poker down. I think, which is quite unlike me, because that does sort of, you know, it displays a kind of deferment of pleasure, which is not normally
me. What's that phrase? The thingy of
gratification. Yes, that's
gratification.
The one.
Gratification, yeah.
Yeah,
but if you push
one.
The... Okay, I'm just trying to think of the physics of this. If you push the plate down, do you not run the risk, Judith, of your ice cream just kind of bulging over the top of the cone and falling onto the
street? Well, you've got to time it right, Jenny. And obviously I had perfected that with the... Yes, yeah, you'd have to get it right. But I do also wonder... Sorry, I've got quite a lot to say about 99th when I think about it. But I do wonder whether that deferred gratification was as a result of biting the flake too early... And it falling out. Because they did, they were a bit top heavy, those flakes, weren't they?
And they were flaky as well, weren't they?
They were flaky flakes.
Yeah.
You didn't want to lose
any
flakes.
Are you talking about a Mr. Whippy soft ice cream?
Of course.
No, I've never liked those. They're disgusting. It's like shaving foam. My favourite sight, however, is watching a toddler drop their ice cream. Oh, God. Don't they go mad? It's just like, oh, fabulous. Oh, it's worth knocking one out of a kid's hand.
Oh,
God. The sort of shock and the sheer, I didn't expect that to happen. It's happened. It's the worst thing in the world. And my life is going to go downhill from now. I'm two years old and it's all over. I love that.
Because there's no coming back from it, is there? I mean, it's the end.
It's the end of the ice cream. I think also mothers divide into the kind of mothers who A, can afford, and B, will buy a second ice cream.
Were you one of those mothers?
Oh, yeah, probably, because I spoiled Phoebe ridiculously. At the time, when she was that kind of age, I had loads of money. I had pots of money at the wrong time for her. It's like now she needs the money. I was like rolling in it when she was like really small and up to about 15, and then sort of, you know, now that she could do with some cash, I'm not earning anything, love, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes, I think I was terrible actually in the early days like that. But my mother,
on the other hand, would not have bought a second ice cream. She just said, "Well, you serve you right, you silly girl."
Northern mother. Let that learn you.
You know, when I did eat ice cream, because, of course, you know, with my history of eating disorders, et cetera, which make me a very fascinating human being. but before that, my sister was the type of person who would ceremoniously lick like a tiny kitten an ice cream so it would last.
Make it last ages and ages.
And of course, you know, that would wind me up into an absolute frenzy.
Would have wound me up too. Did you push her over with it in her hand sometimes? I would have done. God!
I'm not sure how much physical fighting Sarah and I did. There was just a lot of sniping, I think. I can't remember. I have to ask her. I'll phone her up. Now, listen, we have to start the show, really, with some catch-ups and apologies. First of all, people have been asking us how Daisy is getting on with the COVID. And we are very glad to say she is a great deal better. She can talk for herself. We don't really allow her, though. Because once she starts, she might not stop. She might want this. She might take
she's
over
funny,
the podcast.
She's funny, though, is it? I know. She's very funny, actually, isn't she?
Yeah, I know.
Funnier than us, I think.
Oh, absolutely. It's not hard, would say a lot of people. But we talked to her this morning, and Daisy is on the mend, but is still struggling with her taste of smell and taste, which is very, very frustrating. And, you know, but hopefully that will clear very soon. And she's got lots of scented candles around in case she farts and doesn't realise. That's my tip for anybody that's suffering from that.
I think that might catch on.
Yeah, absolutely. yes. And the apologies, Judith, what do we have to apologise for?
Well, this is your fault, isn't it?
Because, absolutely, you know, but you didn't stop me. You let me just carry on burbling nonsense.
You were so the erudite. Oh, my God. And I think this is a little bit of comeuppance because, you know, we had... This is all about the poll, isn't it? For your robot Hooper, what we were going to call it. And I came up with a dull, let's face it, mopsy. Okay, well, dull. And you, with your J. Edgar, I thought, bloody hell.
Yeah,
God, she's really
Hoover.
Put me in the place, hasn't she? You know,
I got a bit confused.
Yes, you did.
But guess what? Only your husband picked up on it.
Straight away. He said, J. Edgar was not the President of the United States.
There was a Hoover. But the J. Edgar Hoover that we were talking about was not the President of the United States. He was, in fact, you're right, Judith, the head of the FBI. Mm-hmm. My brother also texted me to say, because I said there was a film about him, about J. Edgar Hoover. There was a film, and I, again, talked more shit, Judith. I said, starring Johnny Depp. My brother texted me to say, not Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio. So basically, I did the double whammy. I did the middle-aged woman double whammy, talk shit twice. Two facts wrong in kind of one anecdote.
Yes. I think it is. Let it be a warning, really, to our listeners. Yeah. I think that's the thing, is that, we get a lot of stuff.
We should do a verbal disclaimer right now to say that none of our facts are checked. None of our facts are checked. You can guarantee that none of our facts are checked. It's quite a nice day here in London. I suppose I have to go out. So fucking bored of where we have to walk. So bored of it.
I know. It's like a mud bath. It's like the storm.
Though I have to say that the other day, you know, when Captain Sir Tom died, I just thought that was such an awful kind of COVID Oh, it was just such a kind of, no. Oh, what, really? COVID got him? Yeah, that's so shit.
After all that he went through.
I know. And to have been got by it at the end. But there was some, and I was thinking about that, and I was in Peckham Rye, and, oh, Judith, it was just a mud bath. And
is
I was
it?
Thinking about yeah. you and Poppy and mud. Yeah. And I was thinking about Captain Sir Tom, and then I saw these yellow crocuses pushing through.
Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And I thought, there's got to be hope, Judith. There's got to be hope now.
Yes.
So
yes.
You immediately said yellow crocus, gorgeous. Now, controversial tweet from Julian Clary.
Oh, yeah.
On the social media, where he called yellow crocuses vile.
And vile?
Vile. He used these words, I'm quoting directly, vile, and the colour of a synthetic butter substitute.
Yeah. Well, let him be admonished. What a disgraceful thing to say.
I'm with him, Judith.
I'm with him, actually.
I think that if, you know, I prefer the classic white and the purple. I think the yellow is a common flower.
I know. Yellow is a tricky colour, isn't it?
Oh,
it is
a hard colour.
Yeah.
I think the only really successful yellow flower is the daffodil.
Yes. Gosh, aren't they for good value at the moment? Oh, I've got them everywhere. Those
pound a bunch.
Have you found those as well?
Oh, yes.
Marvellous.
I mean, mine, the first lot I bought, they lasted nearly a week, Judith.
Oh, lovely. They're little flames of hope, aren't they? All
they
around
are.
The house.
Yes. And, you know, there was a live one. They're not out
a live
of my
one?
You know, like I'm just buying them in.
One?
Well, a live one growing in the ground.
Oh, in the soil.
In
see.
The soil. Not in my garden, obviously, because Jeff wouldn't have a yellow flower dared show his
Oh, he's
up.
Got the yellow flower thing, has he? Oh, yes, I've
got it out by the root. but this, I walk through the park and they're sort of, you know, coming out, but they're not, their heads aren't out yet. And
yes,
then I walk
yes.
through one of those terrible Wetherspoon pub car parks.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one there, like flying a little yellow flag
yes.
of independence and going, I'm here by myself in the pub car park.
Oh,
and the snowdrops.
Oh, the snowdrops.
It's a good year for the snowdrops.
Oh, I love a snowdrop. I really do.
They are a delicious flower, are they not? They're a bit like a sort of the earlier spring equivalent of the what comes next, you know, the bluebell. You know, when they cover.
Oh, yes, the carpets.
Carpets
of them. That's the verb you want. They're carpeting.
Yes.
Carpeting.
Now, before we stop talking about flowers, there was a flower stall open. Now, I put this on Twitter and people more or less accused me of making it up. And I didn't, because I bought some hyacinths. There was a flower stall open at the back of the Conran shop. There's
Ooh.
This sort of half-covered bit in the sort of foyer area of a restaurant called Bibendum. And it's a really beautiful kind of space. And there was this big fuck-off flower store there. People were saying, I did a photograph of it, people were saying, well, it shouldn't be open. But
really?
It was open, Judith, yeah.
Well, it's open air. It's like a market stall, really.
It's not food, is it? So people were saying, it shouldn't be. Anyway, I bought some hyacinths. And you know that thing? And it was posh, right? And
well,
we didn't ask how
Sounds
much.
Sounds very
We didn't
posh.
Ask how much.
No.
And then,
no.
Do you know how much it was? Two bunches.
Oh,
of,
God. Let me guess.
Two bunches of hyacinths, Judith. Mm, guess how much?
£10?
Two bunches, Judith.
Oh, it wasn't 20. Can't.
We're in London here. We're in Chelsea.
You didn't.
Up.
No.
We didn't know, Judith.
No.
We didn't know. Jeff didn't tell me.
30?
30 quid.
Oh,
honestly,
my God,
honestly,
Jenny.
I felt sick. I felt like marching back with them. I felt like snatching them out of Jeff's hand. Because he bought them me, right, as a nice thing.
Lovely thing.
Because he sold
Lovely
a print.
Thing.
He sold a print the day before. And so, you know, he was feeling a bit flush. And but he didn't do that. And then
Not
he went
that
a bit
flush.
Absent. Not that flush. And I said, what's wrong? He said, well, I was quite taken aback.
I bet. I would have got about, yeah, I would have got 10 quid out of my purse.
Bloody hell.
Oh, I love a hyacinth. I can't say it.
Well,
this
is, I tell you what, that's Daisy should start retraining her nostrils.
Oh, the smell. The smell. Yes.
Yeah. That's
I adore the smell of hyacinths.
I do too. I got the blue ones because I think they smell stronger than the white
you?
Ones.
Yeah, I don't like
Don't
the
they?
White
or
ones.
Am I wrong?
No,
well, I do
I
like
bet
the white
you
ones.
Don't tell me you don't like the pinks.
Don't
tell
like
me.
No,
oh,
like
for
that
God's
pink.
sake.
I don't like that pink.
God's sake. Every single time I get it wrong, I like the pinks.
You're allowed to like the pinks.
Yes, I know, but I think I am. But listen, we haven't talked about your programme because you've been on the telly this week.
My documentary went out, and it was better than I thought it was going to be because I sort of don't really. It was actually very good, I have to say.
Yeah, it was. It was really.
It was nicely put together. And I think they did a really good job because, I mean, filming during lockdown. It's sort of nigh on impossible, really. It's just really hard. Ooh, yeah, yes. And it was basically, it's called Craftivism. It's on the BBC iPlayer. Anyone can watch it for nothing. And it's an hour-long documentary about people who use craft to get across a political or personal message. So it's a sort of, as I said last week, it's kind of making your voice heard without shouting. That's the kind of tagline.
It was a really good documentary, and I thought your sort of train of thought worked very well indeed. I was pleased, however, that you didn't wear a pair of those short dungarees that you're... I think, you know, I'm pleased
the Lauren
that
war.
Yes, you know, because that I fear might have been a bit of a turn off.
Really, yeah, well, I would look terrible in a pair of short dungarees. I really would. I would never do that. Well, yeah. You know what my legs are like. I look like the worst thing about me when I'm having a really horrible day and I look in the mirror and I think, fucking hell, you look like Boris Johnson. I've got the same, all the things that are wrong with Boris Johnson are all the same things that are wrong with me. Shit hair, flabby white skin, fucking awful legs. You know, I mean, really, I'm just Boris Johnson in a dress. It's an absolute. Every day I look at myself in the mirror and I want to punch myself in the face. Furious about it.
Well, I know, it's a bugger, isn't it? I know, I'm looking at myself in the mirror at the moment every time and think, oh my God, how the hell did that happen?
No, I go back.
Did that happen?
No, I just go back in the bedroom, put a load of makeup on.
Yeah,
then
well,
great.
Absolutely. No, there were some wonderful things in your craftism thing, and obviously the AIDS quilt.
The AIDS quilt is there's one in the UK and there's one in America. And the American one obviously is absolutely vast. I mean, they laid it out. Was it on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, it was. It was incredible.
And it kind of covered. It was a sort of, you know, if Trump was still in power, he'd say, yeah, that's my bedspread. That is. You know, and it's this, what it is that people who lost men and women they loved created these panels for a huge quilt to commemorate, you know, their loved ones. And it's really sad because the UK AIDS quilt is kept sort of all folded up in sort of massive panels at an AIDS charity in East London. I mean, they're just tucked away. They're just not on display. And I do think that, you know, even a few panels, even, you know, 10 panels, 10, you know, 6 foot by 3 foot panels should be at least in the V&A. They should be
absolutely
in every museum in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that a lot of people picked up on the AIDS quilt because, you know, at the moment, a lot of people are watching It's a Sin.
Absolutely. Have you finished it, by the way?
I think it's marvellous. I do think it was a really,
it's
really fine
really
piece of work.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. But anyway, it was nice to have some work, and I'm glad I did it. And
you did very well. You did a big tick, big gold star for that,
yes,
Jenny. I think, yeah,
yes,
very much so.
Hopefully,
very
I'll get
much
some
so
more work. I'll get some more work out of it.
Well, I think you should be the patron saint of craft. I think this
well
is
do.
You know.
Yeah, even my sister sent me quite a nice text.
Oh. Maybe you'll get an OBE for services to craft. You see?
Maybe I will. Maybe
you
I will. I'll wait for that.
Just
so what else is new in the Holder household?
Yes, life's a bit dull here in the Holder household. So much so that a trip to Holland and Barrett was the highlight of my day yesterday.
Oh, Judith.
Well, we like a trip to Holland and Barrett because Jenny.
Right, what have you developed? Have you got
I've developed a new condition.
Yes, I have. Okay, whereabouts on the? Can I start with the top of the head? Is it scalp related? Is it ear eczema? Because I've got that terrible ear eczema.
Yes. No, it's not. It's not. I've got several. I mean, as you know, I've already got benign positional vertigo in that part of my body.
Yeah, that's the one where you have funny turns and you have to lie down, you have to go and see a special man.
That's right. Who spins
your head round and resets the crystals in your ears.
Well done. You've been listening, haven't you? But then you're a hypochondriac like me, so you would do.
I took notes. I've got a special notebook for, you know, symptoms.
You haven't.
Symptoms and treatments.
Oh, well, we've got quite
I
a
tell
few.
You, your birthday, that's what I'm going to get you. You know, like, you've got a nice notebook for Christmas. Judas lists and notes. I'm going to get you what? Judas symptoms.
Symptoms and yeah. conditions. Because as you get older, you do start to develop them, don't you?
Right, so, I mean, okay. You know, what is the new one? I cannot.
Okay, it's to do
okay,
with my
is it
legs.
Your feet?
Oh, no, okay, no, okay, no, legs. Up a bit. Okay, legs. Okay, it's to do legs. With my legs. Guess what I've got?
Have you gone bandy? Do you look like... could you not stop a pig in an alley? Have you gone bandy, Jesus?
No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can get rickets sort of late in life. No, not really. No, I've got something that I remember... Julie Walters talking about in a magazine years and years ago. So it kind of, you know, seeded the idea.
Me and Julie have got.
It's called restless leg syndrome.
Right. Do they twitch? Do they twitch at night?
They don't. Well, what happens is that I'm lying in front of the telly.
So you're in bed?
No, I'm on the sofa, of course. Sofa time. Well, you know that sort of a little bit like pins and needles, a little bit back cramp. You know when you get cramp and you sort of instinctively pull your feet back to try and kind of pull it out?
Oh, do you mean you sort of grab hold of your toes and sort of wrench them the other way?
So I found myself kind of twirling my feet and moving my legs all the time to try and do it. And then of course, I got on the Google.
Oh, God, you didn't Google, did you, Judith?
Yes, yeah. So, I think I've got that. And there's no, you know, it's quite difficult. It's quite difficult to sort of cure, really. Irritating.
What is it caused by?
I don't
Because
think,
you do a hell of a lot of exercise. It's not as if you're letting your legs...
No, absolutely. I did all the right things. Not drinking a lot of alcohol, which obviously I don't. Lots of exercise. I'm doing all the right things. It's a kind of muscle thing, and I think... Anyway, I thought, well, do you know what? I'm going to see if Holland and Barrett have got some ideas.
Did you go in? Did you say, is the manager here? Can I have a little word with the manager?
Yes, talk to miss.
Is there someone very highly trained?
Yes, talk to miss. And so I came out with magnesium and iron. See? Okay, so that's something else I have to take now every day.
God, and, it's a full-time job,
we'll
isn't
see.
It?
Of course it is.
It's like a Damien Hirst installation in your kitchen.
But do you know what she said? Because as I was browsing, as well, actually I bought a massive bag of sesame sticks. Have you ever had a sesame stick?
Well, I think I have. I do like a sesame seed. Is it a very thin stick with a lot of sesame seeds
they're
on?
They're curly, yes. No, they're kind of curly. I tell you what they are. You know Bombay Crunch?
Oh, yes,
Well, it's a bit challenging for me now because you know those really hard, I think they're chickpeas that are kind of baked.
Yeah, yeah.
Nightmare for crowns and fillings.
Yeah.
So can't really do those anymore. But they bag up, I think. You know,
you
nice
love a dry snack, don't you? You love a dry snack. Do you remember when... I bought those sort of dry pea things to the our picnic and you had to go straight to Sainsbury's or Waitrose and get some.
That's right. I do. You're quite right. It's a bit of a thing. And anyway, I bought a very large bag of it. I think it might have even been half a kilo. Eaten the whole lot in 2 days.
Oh, terrible, my goodness. Disgrace. That's like you should maybe phone the Guinness Book of Records and see if you can get yourself an entry in there.
Anyway, I digress. So I was browsing in Holland & Barrett and I noticed that section, which is, you know, all the rescue remedies shit.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to bother with that. Yeah. I need something much stronger. Yeah. You know, there was this thing called, you know, it's made of marijuana, isn't it? Is it CBD?
CBD, yeah, CBD.
So I went back to Miss and I said, well, what, you know, what does this all do then? I thought this might take the edge off things. And she said, well, I'm not allowed to tell you. We're not allowed to tell you what it does.
But
no, she didn't. She didn't tell me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, she didn't tell me.
Well, did you buy some?
No, I didn't, but I think I might go back today and have to give it a whirl and I'll report back. Shall I be a
You should. I think you should keep your phone on, so if you start hallucinating and talking rubbish, then you can... tape yourself doing that. So this is, you've got a nice bunch of conditions now, haven't you? You've got your funny ear, your funny leg.
I've got lichen sclerosis.
That's eczema of the fanny, isn't
it? Eczema of the fanny. Yeah, I've got plantar fasciitis.
Yes, fasciitis. My friend Francis had that for a bit. It's got better now. That's when your feet hurt.
Yes, your heels.
Like burning. Is it like burning?
It is, and it takes a bugger of a long time to go, and you have to get really, really unattractive inserts for your shoes. I mean, basically, this is all to do with getting old, isn't it? Basically, I'm developing badges, you know, like you used to put on your duffel bag.
I wonder what the lichen sclerosis badge looks like. Like an armful of guide badges. Yeah.
So what have you got? You've got dry eye.
I've got my dry eye, which is pretty chronic, you know, because I have to sleep in the cling film, which is, you know, when people say I've got a dry eye, I just snap back at them. I snap back and they go, do you sleep in cling film? And when they go, what? What are you talking about? I go, well, you haven't really got dry eye, have you? Unless you're sleeping in cling film, you don't really know the first thing about dry fucking eye, do you? Now fuck off and come back to me when you've actually developed dry eye and then we'll talk about it, you stupid twat. Do you know what I mean? I've got eczema in my ears, so that gives me the excuse to...
Poke about.
Well, do you know what? Interestingly enough, this is the most disgusting habit that I might have developed during lockdown.
Because I'm already quite excited. Go on.
Because my teeth are awful, Judith. My teeth are awful. And I just, you know, before we went into the last lockdown, I went to the dentist and I was told that if I didn't floss, I would, you know, lose all my teeth basically within 5 years. So I have those little trees on my
desk. I think I know where this is going. You don't.
I
go
double
on.
Up sometimes. Sometimes I'm doing my teeth and sometimes I'm doing my ears. It's a little sort of nylon brush thing. It gets between my teeth. I'm doing it now. In between my teeth. Oh, I can't do it now in my ears because I've got headphones on. But, I did some telly to advertise the Craft Vision thing, and I wear massive headphones because I can't wear earbuds because it...
Oh, because it sets it off.
It really does. So, you know, people going, hey, I really like your 80s. You know, the 80s want their headphones back. Put them straight anyway,
and
there we go.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, and also I broke my hair and I don't know quite how. I feel it's gone very thin. So, but listen, I know we don't get paid to do anything. I'm a bit loath to sort of give this stuff a plug, Judith, but I mean it's extraordinary. You know how we're suckers for stuff and people say, oh, you want to try such and such, or you go on your Instagram and says a product bounces out at you from absolutely nowhere.
Absolutely.
Promising you the world. 99 times out of 10, you are left disappointed.
Disappointed,
you know,
is the word I knew you were going to use.
Disappointed.
Yep, absolutely.
Let down.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you've had your pockets tapped. Well, this name kept coming back at me for a hair product that might help me, and it's Olaplex.
Olaplex. I'm writing it down.
Olaplex.
Olaplex.
Oh, right, Olaplex, okay. Judith. Olaplex.
Right.
And it's Olaplex 3. And it's pricey, Judith. It's pricey.
How pricey? How many how many hyacinths are we talking?
It's 1.5 bunches of hyacinths.
I wish I'd asked that, 'cause I could work it out. £20.
It's £20 for a small bottle of
how many hair washes?
So far I'm doing it every other night because I think that I'm in dire need and it'll last me 2 weeks.
Oh, but quite a lot then.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, it's not like one thing, but remember I've hardly got any hair.
True.
You know, you'd get a week's worth out of it because you've got twice as much hair. And that's just on your back. I tell you, it is one of the first things I have ever used in my life that I can stand up and say to people, no, this is, you want to try this because it's,
wow,
it's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have to leave it on? Is there patience involved?
There is, Judith. You have to time your bath a bit better and, you know, you have to top the bath up because it gets a bit cold because you have to sort of dampen your hair and then towel dry it and then put this stuff on for a minimum of 10 minutes.
Oh, gosh. Right.
So I set the audible for 15 minutes.
Oh, and, organised.
Yeah. And
I might give that a go.
You don't need it. You don't have to. Because you've got bountiful hair. If you do that, you'll have glossy, really luscious locks. I don't want you to have it. You're not allowed to have it. It's only people like me.
Too late.
Boris Johnson heads that need it. So I know, but
good.
I wish they'd sponsor us because I genuinely...
Well,
you know.
Absolutely.
It's one of the things I'd stand by. Visible results.
Now, listen, visible. I think we could at least get a couple of free samples, couldn't we, for this?
Well, you know, that's sort of, if you're listening.
I think you should put a picture on the notice board of
okay. Yes. But not on my hair.
Shiny hair.
It's not good enough yet. I still okay, I need a month's worth of treatment.
Okay.
So we are on now. We've sorted you out, everybody. We are now onto our culture corner, Judy.
Culture corner, culture table. I call it culture table, but you know, there we go.
Well, I don't. Let's bring things to the culture table and put the table in the corner. Let's have both. Culture table in the corner. All right. Diplomats. Okay. Right, something we both watched this week, Judith, and we would heartily recommend it to our listeners, wouldn't
we? The Dig.
And it was,
Dig.
Go on.
Dig. I think it's just the called Dig. Dig. Is it called The Dig
no,
or
called
Dig?
It's called The Dig.
Oh, The Dig. Okay, new film with the wonderful Carey Mulligan and Ralph Fiennes.
And Ralph Fiennes, isn't it? Ralph Fiennes. Fiennes. Did you call him Ralph?
Wrong. I always get that wrong. Yes. Yeah,
it's spelled Ralph, but it's pronounced Ralph.
That's why I get it wrong. Yeah. But it was enchanting, wasn't it? And it's based on a true story of obviously a very wealthy woman who had this house in Suffolk, gorgeous sort of arts and craft house.
Oh,
beautiful!
Oh, I touched myself up when I looked at that house. Oh, it was sort of all mellow stone, and you just and the light just reflected here and there, and it was all panelled, and it was the muted tones.
Wasn't it gorgeous?
And my nipples are standing out. They are 8 inches long now. That house gave me the horn.
I know. Those muted sort of blues and beiges.
Very pretty. Of course, there is, as you're correct in saying, Judith, it is based on a historically correct story, although it was riddled with inaccuracies. May I just say riddled? But
What riddled with inaccuracies?
Well, for starters, it was about finding an Anglo-Saxon burial chamber in Sutton Hoo.
A boat.
Like a Viking boat. Pre-Viking. I mean, ever so old. We won't muck about with dates because, you know, we're not factually correct. We pride ourselves on not being factually correct. But neither was The Dig, to be quite honest, Judith, because there was a scene. I don't know whether you remember the scene where Carey Mulligan playing the rich
Edith
woman,
Pretty.
Edith Pretty, great name. Mm-hmm. And she went to put some roses on her husband's grave. And I thought, they're David Austin roses and they ain't 1939, darling.
I can tell you the difference.
I do, because they did not have those very complicated scented roses in 1939. We just hadn't done the hybrids. When you think about roses from your grandmother's day, they were a proper old-fashioned rose. Think about the 1950s roses.
Oh, yes, they were, weren't they? They were a classic rose shape.
There were quite a few types and, you know, obviously loads of different colours and all that kind of thing. But we hadn't gone that terribly sort of
Bouffant.
Concentric. Boofy. Yeah, frilly. Yeah, yeah. I've not done that. And apparently... There was quite a lot of... I think everybody on my Twitter timeline last week watched The Dig at the same time.
Yes, and, fuck all else to do.
Absolutely. I think it was a rainy Saturday afternoon. And Twitter was ablaze with things like, well, they didn't have lemon drizzle cake in 1939.
Oh, us as well. Gosh.
And then there was a concocted story that they tacked onto the side, which, you know, it was sweet enough. Lily James and Johnny Flynn. Sort of, you know, as the love interest, really, because there was nothing between Carey Mulligan and Ralph Fiennes, because that would have been a bit ick.
I thought there might have been, though, for a moment, actually. Thought we were working towards that.
Well, maybe in real life there had been, because, of course, in real life, because Carey Mulligan's, what, about 35? So she was playing Edith Pretty as a younger woman. In real life at that time, she was in her mid to late 50s.
Oh, was she?
Oh,
right.
Yes. Judith, I've done some research.
You're going to start writing in about steam trains and things soon.
Because I got a bit obsessed about sort of finding out.
See.
She had her baby, that little boy who was fabulous, that child actor. She had him at 47, yeah.
Wow, that is late, isn't
it? That is late, yes. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's all hope, doesn't it? I might have one next year. Oh, yes. Oh no, I'm older than that, aren't I?
Don't keep us busy. But did you notice...
Have a little lockdown baby, Judith. Why don't we have a little lockdown baby? Do you want a little lockdown baby? I want a little lockdown baby.
Oh,
should we have
nice.
Twins?
Yeah. Let's do that.
So that's the only film I've watched this week. Have you watched any other films?
I watched Military Wives, which Patty recommended. Yes, it's based on the true story also of, you know, when they did that kind of, you know, that song together. They formed
it's
a choir.
It's a choir though, isn't it? I've got a bit of a problem with choirs.
Yeah. Yes, did you know there have been a lot of films about choirs?
Oh, yeah, they make my fist clench. Again,
yeah, I know what you mean. It was okay. It was Kristen
good
Scott
cast,
Thomas.
Good cast,
Sharon
yes.
Horgan and
we love her.
Greg. Yes, we do. And Greg Wise, who I quite fancy. Emma Thompson's husband, isn't he?
Yeah.
And as the colonel. So but it was it was quite diverting, you know, and we'll buy that at the moment. But it wasn't as good as
was
it
might
have
was
been.
It a Calendar Girls wannabe?
It was absolutely that. It was. Somebody, okay. Whoever paid for it and commissioned it said, oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Look
we're
how doing, successful Calendar Girls was.
We're
this
doing Calendar
work.
Girls, but we're putting it in the army.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Right. But it was quite good, but nothing special.
I really enjoyed this week Interior Design Masters.
Yes.
That, Alan Carr is presenting, and I thought, it might get a bit being, you know, the Alan Carr show.
Yes.
It might take over, and there might not be enough design. But he's been really good. He's a really empathetic host, and it's not. I don't think he's particularly interested in interior design, but there are two judges that are, and you know, they know their stuff. This week there was a guest judge, which was Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
I really like Lawrence.
He's always good value.
He's
just great company. I mean, you know, you can say what you like about Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. If you were stuck in the lift with anybody, I'd want
absolutely.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen or Giles Brandreth. I wouldn't want to shag either of them. But in terms of sort of making me laugh and entertainment and stories, thank you very much. These two guys are good. Pottery Throwdown continues to be wonderful, and I've gobbled Blown Away Series 2. I don't think it was quite as good as Series 1, but still great. Over to you, Judith. Anything else on the telly?
Yes, well, we've come up with a bit of disappointment, really, because we're sort of on the kind of seam of kind of detective stuff, and I'm getting a bit bored of it, really. So we watched
They're
the
formulaic as well, aren't they?
Terribly. There's always an unsympathetic boss. There's always, you know, the kind of gritty personal life
and maybe
of the
a teenage
DS,
son or daughter who's struggling with mental health issues.
Yeah. And then a sort of rush. You know, we go through the kind of, you know, the walls of things blue tacked up. And then, you know, eventually there's the card in the last episode that everything sort of suddenly pulled together. So that perfectly describes the bay, in my view.
Yeah.
And the drowning. We're watching the drowning, but it's Channel 5. And, you know, that is a bit disorientating because you do expect it to be sort of Camilla documentaries and Diana.
Yeah,
so they dipped their toe into these detective dramas. And it's, it's not working for me. So we're struggling, really. I started watching Spiral. See, you know, because people rave about that. Not sure whether we should persevere. So, no, we're fallow.
Jeffrey likes it. I'm a bit subtitled out, to be quite honest.
Yes, it's hard work, isn't it?
You know,
hard work.
And now your mate, Claire Lord, is on Landscape Artist of the Year.
Yes, next week on February the 10th on Sky Arts. And I was really pissed off with myself because I really like Landscape Artist of the Year. And I got the time wrong last night. I thought it was 10 o'clock and actually it was 8 o'clock. And I can't work out how to get Sky Arts, which is free now, on catch up.
I don't know whether you can. I don't know.
So annoyed
with
myself.
Somebody will let us know. Let us know,
please. But yes, watch out for my friend Claire.
Books. We're now on our shelf section. We're looking at books in Culture Corner on the table. Right, I have finished Rodham by Curtis Sittenfeld, which I thought was
through it, don't you?
It was quite a big book. Jeff and I listened to that, and we got stuck in a fucking jigsaw, Judith. Honestly, I can't even talk about it because it's making me feel sort of in a brain freeze frenzied thing. There's a big red patch that we can't do. Anyway.
Well, we will do the difficult ones. Yes.
So Curtis Sittenfeld wrote Rodham, and it is forensic in its detail. And it's a very strange thing, and she's pulled it off. Daisy also loves this book. I loved it. I don't like it as much as her previous book, The American Wife, which was out 10 years ago. She's written a lot of books. I've read most of them. But I do think that it's quite a feat. And what is so brilliant about the book is that Curtis Sittenfeld has managed to capture the voice of Hillary to the point where you believe this fictional tale, even though you know it's not true, because you know what happened in American elections. But it rewrites recent American history, and it sounds like she's reading from her diaries. But I think if you're looking for something that really is memorable and you would be proud to have read, I think Rodham is a great book.
Commendation indeed.
Yes. We've gone back to an Agatha Christie now, though.
How are the mighty fallen?
Oh, God.
You do get through them, don't you? I love the fact that you have your joint sort of bedtime listening. It's really lovely,
actually.
It's not
just bedtime now. It's bedtime and jigsaw and fucking lunchtime. And yeah, we don't speak to each other. I haven't spoken to each other since lockdown started.
This is a lot of wholesome fun. You're making your own entertainment. It's very impressive, Jenny.
We've got The Murder of Roger Ackroyd on at the moment, which is a good one. And I'm also personally about to start Luster by Raven Lelani, which is being raved about in all the best literary circles. So it's modern and the thing.
Oh,
lovely.
Okay.
Name Raven as well. I like. There are not many good bird names for girls, really, that are there. Raven's good. Raven's the best. Thrush and Tit are wrong, aren't they? Don't call your daughters Thrush or Tit. You can call her Raven. Raven's good.
Okay, so we're onto emails, aren't we?
Yes. We didn't get many emails this week. Thank you for those of you who did write in saying you enjoyed Craftivism. But anyway, what we did have is an email from Miriam Weaver.
Yeah, age 65 and 27 days.
Well, I've got I've got her down as being 5 and 37 days, which is one of our younger listeners. Between us, we've got that wrong. Sorry, Miriam. You're between 5 and 67 and 37 days, but it doesn't really matter. She's in charge of an appeal that Chelmsford Cathedral are doing, and it is for textile postcard-sized... What would you call
postcard?
Them?
Well, she calls them kind of postcards. So they're kind of crafted postcards, I think, that kind of reflect the lockdown. And I think this sounds really exciting. They're going to go into Chelmsford Cathedral.
Yes.
And she's obviously in charge, as you put it, right? So she's head girl. And she wants some entries. And I think it's up the gang street.
We'll put all the information on our Instagram this Friday on in Culture Corner. At the bottom of Culture Corner.
Good idea.
Because way we won't get it wrong. Because if we try and do it now off the top of our heads, we'll make such a mess of it, Judith.
We will, won't we?
Such a mess of it, yes.
Yeah. The only thing is, I would say that people might, if they haven't got the Instagram, and the Instagram is ever so easy if you're not on it already, and it's quite a fun notice board. Although, you know, a little bit of too many dogs, and it's at Older and Wider Podcast. So that's very easy, isn't it? At Older and Wider Podcast. Alternatively, you could email us and we could send you the details. And our email address is olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Oh yes, oh yes,
Judith, you read
got
that.
It.
You
I got
read
it.
That off a piece of paper. There is absolutely no way either of us know that. Inside out, back to front, and can get it out in one go.
It's because we've got too many other things to remember.
Got too many, yeah. What are you doing for the rest of the day? I've got to go to the bloody fucking supermarket, which I hate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I hope you don't have any battles about masks, but so good luck with that. And I am going to get on with painting the bedroom, but I've got a horrible feeling.
What?
Colour green. I've got the wrong colour pink, but more of that next week.
Which bedroom?
The main bedroom. Master bedroom.
The master bedroom. Did you say pink or green?
No, it was green. And I'm bored with the green. It's a sort of old-fashioned sagey green. You know, it's all very passé. Mike doesn't get it. He doesn't understand why I'm doing it. But anyway, so I've gone for a Farrow and Ball dusty pink, and there's no getting away from it. I've done three coats on wall, and it's just pink.
Okay, but did you do a white coat first of all? Did you blot out your green with white?
No.
Ah, okay. So I'm just not
straight
saying
on.
Anything.
Okay, straight on. Straight on with the pink.
It's
but
pink
anyway,
mixed into green.
So I see what you mean. So it might have.
It might affect the colour a bit. But it sounds. I mean, Farrow and Ball is pretty strong. Paint,
God,
so it shouldn't really matter.
Yeah, so I've got to
I want to see a picture of this.
Okay, you can't...
I love the idea of dusty pink. I do like the idea.
And it's quite in, isn't it? Which is unlike me to have spotted that it's in.
Yes.
So I'm on the, you know, I'm on the right lines. It's just, you know when you persuade yourself, no, it's okay, it's okay. And then you think, no, it isn't.
I just think it's incredibly brave, Judith. I really do.
Oh, that always worries me when people say that I'm doing something incredibly brave. Because it usually means I'm doing something fucking stupid.
Yeah, there's that.
I will send you, yes.
All right, we'll see the finished results as soon as possible. Thank you very much. Listen, everybody, you take care of yourselves and we will join you again same time, same place.
For the 100th!
Same place. 100th,
100th episode next week. And I think, do you know what I think we might do? I think we might get out some of those bespoke signature tunes that people played for us. Do you remember that on the recorder? There was one on the recorder, there was the ukulele. Well, maybe we'll do a sort of...
I want someone to do it on the trumpet for us, actually. I think if you've got time between now and then, we'd like a sort of trumpet voluntary version of our theme tune. It doesn't really have to be our theme tune. I'd just like some trumpet. I'd like some brass. Do you know what I mean? It's quite celebratory, isn't it, Judith? We both like that.
See, we've thrown down the tap, a challenge there.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, join in. Cheer us up. Cheer us up. All right then, everybody. I'm gonna stir my stumps now. I'm actually gonna put some clothes on and get out of this house.
Well, it's only 11 o'clock.
It's a record. It's a record, Judith.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Yeah, bye, Daisy. Bye, Judith. Speak next week. Lots of love.
Bye.